levitations.
You're looking at me like something's wrong.
I'm not sure where the Jane reference was in that song, Vivi.
There is. It says Queen Jane. If but you just let it, yeah, I
if
know.
If I just let it play.
Just let it play for like a full 3 minutes.
720 WGN. It's Jane with the Jane song.
I promise it's a Jane song. I'm sure it's by Bob Dylan.
Of course. And people are going to text in right now and be like, don't you know this song, Jane? You should. It's your name, right? I should know. Oh, okay. I love the whole reference to Jane. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I love it.
You're welcome.
Vivi, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you feel all the pink power happening in the room tonight?
Yes.
Sorry, David.
Sorry, David.
Pink power. All girls, all women. My next guest in studio with me, I'm super excited to have here because they're doing something that is helping a lot of people, and they're really embracing their pink power. The organizers of the Habitat for Humanity's National Women's Build Week, which is May 4th through the 12th. This is Chicago, so we'll get into that, ladies. Please welcome Gina Glasgow. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Oh, well, sit up to the mic. That's good. And then, listen, in all transparency, I got to be honest. It is my college sorority roommate, Lynn Kozlowskis.
That's okay.
I call you by the maiden name. We're fine. Yes. It was a long time ago.
Oh, God. Yes. It was lots of fun. Eons ago.
You weren't building houses then, Lynn.
No. No building houses.
I don't ever remember at any sorority philanthropic events you having a tool belt on and hammering anything in together.
No. Usually it was a dress of some sort, singing, maybe dancing.
But now we're talking about building houses.
Yes. Now it's getting dirty.
And listen, I got to be honest. I mean, I love you. Yeah. You're my friend.
Of course.
And you're not just here on the air because you're my college roommate.
No.
And because I let you get away with things. You're here because you guys are doing something really great and you're promoting a really extraordinary week. And I see this and I know it. And so that's why I wanted to have you in today. So, Gina, tell us, first of all, we've all heard about Habitat for Humanity, but just give us the big picture.
Well, Habitat for Humanity, we're a nonprofit housing provider. And we work with individuals and families to provide an affordable home. One of the biggest misnomers may be that Habitat gives homes away.
Right.
We don't give homes away. Our people get a hand up, not a hand out. They work alongside our volunteers. They do 300 to 400 hours of sweat equity along with the volunteers.
So is Habitat for Humanity, it's a national organization.
Yes.
And building houses all year round. Is that right?
Correct.
But you guys are primarily focused on the Will County.
That's where I'm with Will County Habitat for Humanity, and we are part of the Chicagoland Coalition.
Okay.
So there was a Chicagoland regional group that was formed with 9 affiliates of Habitat to solve the housing issues in Chicago and the suburbs.
Wow. So you're directly with Habitat. And Lynn, you're a volunteer.
I'm a volunteer.
Yes.
And I'm on the committee.
And you're on the committee for the women's build.
Yes.
So the women's build's a week long because you're building a house in a week. Like Ty Pennington could build a house in a day. What's up with the women here? Come on, we can build a house in a day or we're building several houses in 7 days?
No, we start the momentum on a build and we come together to support the community and the people that we are putting in this house eventually. And it's all about coming together, starting something, and being productive in that time.
So take me, so the day of or the beginning of this week when we're building house, I mean, there's like, is it women built, like saws, hammers, T-squares,
pink hats. Pink boots, pink T-shirts. I mean, you'd be amazed at how empowering it is to come together and see everybody kind of in their pink gear, ready to go, ready to learn something new.
Sure. Absolutely, because I would imagine a lot of the women, I mean, yes, there are women there that have, they know what they're doing with this equipment, right? They can actually build something. And there's a lot of women there that don't know.
Correct.
So if you're there and you don't know, if you want to volunteer and you want to help, you don't need to have experience building a house.
Oh, no. Not at all. I mean, everybody.
She pointed herself. She's like, look at me. I've never built a house before.
And to be fair, I don't normally, put myself in that position.
I didn't think you did.
I like to sing and dance and, put the dresses on. But it is actually really supportive. So if you don't know what you're doing, somebody's right there. And we had a woman last year that came from, I think it was Wisconsin?
Canada.
And she was amazing. I mean, she took women by the hand and said, no, you're getting in there and you're going to try. So it was really empowering.
So one of my favorite things, because I love to make things, right? I don't necessarily saw anything or build houses, but I do love the idea of creation and taking pieces of whatever and turning it into something, a masterpiece, whether you're painting something or you're making dinner, right? But taking these pieces of lumber and putting your heart and soul, I always say it's the sense of satisfaction when you make it yourself. And so if I just put up one wall or I put up one beam, it's like I did that. And forever I'm going to go by that house and go, I built that house. Right? Do you think that part of the draw for people to help is that sense of satisfaction?
One of the best things that I was ever told was by a volunteer who said, every time I drive past that home, it reminds me of the experience. And it made them feel empowered that they knew that they helped someone out and it was tangible. They could see it.
I mean, that's just great. So where is this house being built?
We have a couple of houses in Joliet, and there's houses in all of the local suburbs that are participating at designated areas for that week.
So does everyone in the Chicagoland area, then all the Habitat, it's a women's build, and there's one in Joliet, there could be one in another burb, and there could be, they're all over.
Right.
Oh.
And women builds are all throughout the year, and they're all over. They're actually national and international.
Oh.
So there is a women's build that could be going on at any time.
Lynn, how did you get involved in this?
Well, I went to volunteer and met Gina, and I met the executive director, and I just fell in love with their passion, and it became my passion, and I have just, you know, as a volunteer and now on a committee, it's being able to spread some of that excitement and empowerment and growing something into, you know, something that's really special.
And the week is fun, right? Oh. Like, it's not all hard labor. I get to have some coffee and laughs.
Yes.
We have donut boards and lemonade.
And?
Yeah, I mean.
You won me at the donuts.
Yeah. And these are good donuts, let me tell you. Good donuts. But we do have a lot of fun, and we do raffles and we do lunches. Everything's donated by other, you know, companies in the area. We have a full committee getting this together, so it's also fun too.
So so not only you're building a house, but there's really an event. It's an event behind it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. It's an event, and the women actually come out and they do the work, but they also do peer-to-peer fundraising to raise funds to support the build as well.
Oh, right, because you got to pay for the build. Wow. And who gets the house?
There's a process that we go through in qualifying applicants, and when that applicant has completed the process and shown that they are ready, then they go into the house. So by the time that we build, we like to have them working alongside with our volunteers.
That's great. And so there's two different groups here, right? So there are Habitat for Humanity that are building houses for people in need that are applying for the houses, I would say. And then over on the other side is this group of women and men that are volunteering to help raise awareness, raise funding, do the actual work.
Right.
A lot of work behind this.
Yeah. There is.
How tired are you guys? You have 3 weeks left.
Well, it's ongoing all the time, and donations are always something that we look for all year round. So we are doing a lot of that all the time.
You were an accounting major, Lynn.
Yeah.
And so she had to bring up the money.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm just just got to point it out. I mean, we're not being funny here. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You guys stick around.
Okay.
I want you each to think about the most amazing moment from the build last year. And the most absurd, funniest moment.
You don't even think about it.
All right. So stay there, you guys. We will be right back. It's 720 WGN. CJ, that's what I'm talking about.
I thought you'd like that.
720 WGN. I'm Sweet Jane, filling in for Amy Guth on Saturday, the Saturday Night Special. Vivi, we're having a blast.
Yes, we are.
Having some fun. A lot of pink power happening in the house. We have in studio with us the, I don't know, organizers, representatives, people, girls, ladies from the Habitat for Humanity's Women's Build in Will County. It is Gina Glasgow and Lynn Michaels.
That's fine.
Kuslowski. Kuslowskis. I can't call you that.
It's fine.
Okay, so Lynn and I went to college together. You're not here because you're my friend. You're here because this is a great idea, by the way. But I'm having a little trouble. I mean, you've been married. I mean, this has been your last name for a really long time.
That's fine.
So, yeah, that's good. Ladies, before the break, I asked you to think about two things about this build. So the women's build, you're building a house in Joliet for a recipient from Habitat for Humanity. It is happening May 4th through the 12th. We're building an entire house. Who does the decorating? Like, do you need me to come out and pick flooring?
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Carpeting? Like,
come out. Yeah.
What do I can do little, marble tops?
You could do a little.
What's my budget?
DIY?
I could do a lot of DIY.
I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who picks the paint colors?
Our homes are simple.
Okay.
She just had to say that.
Yes, Gina.
Sorry to ruin the party.
Oh, the homes are simple. So that means no, Jane.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no simple.
You could be very, we would welcome you to come out.
Yeah.
No, you would be like, Jane, that's not allowed. We cannot afford that in this house. Actually, I'm all about repurposing. Yep. So I would love to take some old things and turn them into something new in a home. That would be really fun. There's probably a lot of talented listeners out there that could do that as well.
She would love our restore.
Yeah. The restore.
What's the restore?
Oh. So the Restore supports Habitat. It's an actual store that they have donated items from, either it could be furniture stores, paint stores, and you can actually go there and purchase stuff and in support of Habitat. It's amazing.
So could I get dresser drawers there?
Yes. Knobs for your kitchen.
Because you can make
cabinets.
A really cool bar cart out of dresser drawers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you would love it.
My brain's spinning. I stopped the conversation because now I'm thinking about what I can make from the store.
We do repurpose classes there as well.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Where is that at?
On Larkin Avenue, 1395 Larkin Avenue in Joliet.
Okay. I know exactly where that is. That's cool. That's the store.
Yes.
Yeah, the Restore.
Okay. Before the break, I asked you guys to come up with two stories. First, give me the emotional one. Give me the one that's going to just make me cry.
Well, we have a homeowner who was a single mom, and she had two sons, and she talks on our behalf telling us how she cannot thank us enough because she would not have been able to afford to do the things that she needed to do to support her sons. She was able to go to college because she had an affordable mortgage. She graduated from college, and she was able to go on and get her master's. And this year, she's graduating in getting her doctoral degree.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. All of this couldn't have happened if you guys weren't there to help her out.
Mm-hmm. She says if we were not able to give her an affordable mortgage, her life could have been very different.
I mean, this is a true making it forward moment. So it's people coming together to share their time and talent to make something to give to somebody in need.
Mm-hmm.
And it changed her life.
Right.
And you're doing that all over the country and the world.
Yes. Yep.
Wow.
And I think it changes everybody's life. You're touched working alongside somebody who is bettering themselves, and you're supporting them. You're supporting them on that day. You're supporting them in their community. It really does. That's what tugs at my heartstrings, is being able to be there to support women like this woman.
Do you get to meet the homeowners at some point?
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Do they come to the build?
Yes, they do.
So they know it's their house. They come to the build.
Yes.
That's it. That's all I get is yes. Okay. And, well, so they will be there.
Well,
then there's a dedication where it's more formal, and everyone who participated is invited as well.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
I love that. Do we throw our bras in a fire?
No.
Could we start that this year?
Yes.
I mean, why not? That's a good thing to start.
The other thing is there's other people coming through sometimes who might not be going to that home but are also supporting. So, I mean, it's a constant support network of other people who are putting in their sweat equity in all different projects. So it really brings it together and really connects with a lot of people.
And, you know, you think about home, right? Mm-hmm. Home is where the heart is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so those of us, we have a home, we take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine if you didn't.
And it's safety. Or you,
yeah,
it's a safety,
safety
thing, right? Yeah. It's where people can feel safe.
And the ability to raise your children.
Yeah.
On that note, we have a little boy who we recently had his family get a home. And we asked him what his best experience in the whole process was. He said it was quiet and he could read. Mm. And he also said there were no more cucarachas.
Oh,
cockroaches?
Yes.
Oh, this poor child.
It's amazing.
I'm so happy for him. Okay, Linny, it's up to you now. Give me the funny story, the most absurd thing that happened at the build.
Okay. So it was raining and the executive director was literally doing a spot with somebody from WGN. It was raining and wind and it was the most hilarious thing. Them talking about it, the rain was going and she was trying to be very professional and it was hysterical.
It was non-build weather.
Not at all.
Actually, that was Andrea Darlis that did the shoot last year because I saw the video and it was raining.
It was very funny to see Nicole, who's our executive director. I mean, she's fantastic, but just see her in that condition. I thought it was hilarious. Gina, what did you think?
She literally had drops coming off of the hat.
Didn't care.
No, and she just kept her composure.
Kept going.
Put a smile on your face and nobody knows that it's raining.
And we're like, oh. My God. What is this going to look like?
Was anyone building behind her at this point? Like, do you stop?
No,
is it like
stop.
A Cubs game when it's raining or a Sox game? You just covered it with tarp and then everyone takes a break?
Yeah.
We had to call it.
Yeah, we had to call
it. Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was kind of sad.
Oh, no. Well, you're 7 days.
Weather's weather.
It was lightning, too.
It's going to snow tomorrow, so I'm glad you're not doing it then.
The other thing is that we have quite a party atmosphere. You know, we set up a step and repeat. You know, people are taking pictures. We have a whole tent. I mean, it was amazing. And we had to pack it up every night.
Oh,
round tables. I mean, it was crazy.
It's a lot of work. But it's fun. It's worth it at the end.
But fun.
You know, in the middle of these big things that you do, as I know, I'm like, why am I doing this? And then when it's over, you're like, that was the greatest thing I've ever done. I'm so happy. I can't wait for next year.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Again, that satisfaction you have. Can I recommend maybe a mani-pedi station?
Oh.
Or a massage?
Yeah.
I won't do it, but I could show up.
Yes,
we'll
absolutely.
We'll work on it.
Don't you think?
A little massage.
Yeah, massage would be good. I mean,
hand massage.
Can't worry about the nails at this point.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all. But there's plenty of other things.
Dance party and a tent. Like, that's your break.
Yep.
I do not want to discriminate against our male friends.
Of course not.
Are they allowed to come?
Yes.
They are.
They are.
We actually have...
Do they come in just tool belts and this...
They actually wore the pink shirts last year.
Oh, they did.
They did, and they acted as crew leads to help direct the women who wanted to get, you know, a construction experience.
Oh, so you had some real construction guys and construction ladies out there.
Yeah. It's a mix. I mean, we don't discriminate.
No, of course not. No. Tell me this. Tell us how we can get involved. Where do we go to sign up if we want to raise money or show up and build?
You can go to www.chicagolandhabitat.org and you will find all the information for any of the affiliates participating in the local area.
So any of them in your local area or all the local areas?
Throughout Chicagoland.
Throughout Chicagoland.
Yeah.
And all the build happens that week, everyone's.
There's five affiliates participating this year at this time, but there's other builds going on.
Okay.
And you can find that information there as well.
Okay, very good. So let's give me that website one more time.
www.chicagolandhabitat.org.
Or you can go to habitatwill.org.
Yes.
And that gets directly to your group.
Yeah.
To the Will County Habitat.
Fantastic. Yeah. I wish you all the success in the world. I hope you raise tons of money, build lots of houses, get lots of volunteers, and go pink.
Thank you, Jane.
Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you so
much. Thanks, Gina. You guys want to get a hold of them. I think this is a great event. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thanks for having
us. We will be right back with more great shows, 720 WGN.